learning curve outline list is learning how to use the data window to perform your own research. In JCAPR, there is one prerequisite that you have to have before you can use the data window, and that prerequisite is that you have to have already built a database before you can actually use the data window to query that database. I hope that makes sense to you guys out there. I do get a lot of demo users who just, for whatever reason, they don't have patience or don't want to take the time to read the help docs. They just bring up the main module and start clicking things, and inevitably they come to the data window and they try and run a data window query, but they find that they can't because they haven't taken the time yet to build a database. So they get frustrated and they give up on the demo without ever having a true understanding of what they had in their hands in the first place. If you're really interested in learning to use JCAPR, then probably the single most important aspect that it can bring to your game is the ability to perform data window queries to see what actually happens with large numbers of starters broken out by combinations of factors. That information is what is going to separate you from the general public and enable you to outperform the general public at the windows. So I'm going to just talk about the data window a little bit. The data window has two buttons for generating data window queries, the All button and the UDM button. The All button is what you use to generate really simple basic data window queries. If you go to the drop-down that says select a factor and you open up that drop-down, you'll see that there's, 180 or so factors that you can select from that drop-down. If you open up that drop-down and select, for example, JPR rank, and then hit the All button and open up a database that you have built, after the data window runs its query, what it will display is every starter in that database broken out by JPR rank. That's a really simple query that you can run, and it'll give you an intuitive sense of what to expect when you're looking at horses in terms of JPR rank. What you'll probably see, if your database has any size to it, and if you've used BRIS files instead of TSN files, is that the top-ranked JPR horse wins roughly 30% of its starts and will give you a flat bet ROI to $1 of about 0.91. That's pretty significant because that makes a really good starting point when you begin creating UDMs. The All button is designed, like I say, to make really simple data window queries. There are other elements, visual elements, on the data window for selecting distance, surface, individual tracks, allowing you to make your query have an additional constraint, such as any one of about 700 different preset filters. You can hide or show individual plays. You can select the start range and interval of your queries. That might be more than I care to cover in this podcast. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, you can certainly read. In fact, I recommend that you read the Understanding the Data Window help doc that is part of the help doc set that comes with JCAPR. If you want to make more complex queries, such as finding out what happens when you combine, say, JPR rank equals 1 with AF LFR rank equals 1 through 3, with C-Pace rank equals 1 through 3, with MLOR3 at 2.0 or higher. And by the way, that would get you probably a profitable UDM right off the bat. But if you want to find out those types of things, then what you got to do is use the UDM button. And before you can use the UDM button, you have to have already built a UDM. And that is what I will talk about next. So there you have it. That's a high-level look at using the data window to run data window queries. And if you want more information on that, I strongly suggest you read the Understanding the JCAPR Data Window Help Doc. And while reading the help doc, bring up the data window and just experiment. Click on different things in the data window, different factors, use the All button, and just experiment on your own and get a feel for just how to use the data window to perform data window queries.